Welcome to Black Is Radio with your host, KC Layman. Tonight we have in the house Nabil Stevens, Stacey Brewer, Dwan Cutler, Leisha Mack, Toria Williams, Chris Layman, and Mr. and Mrs. CEO, Ashawn and Azizi James. And tonight's topic is Sister Wives, how many of us are them? And this topic came from one of the Black Is contributors, Miss Mickey Bay, and she basically wrote a post about man sharing in the Black community. The fact that because there is supposedly a shortage of eligible Black single men in the community, that a lot of sisters have resorted to having to share men in relationships in order to have good relationships. And that we all sit back and watch shows like Big Love and Sister Wives and have questions and criticize and judge, but at the same time, there's many of us that operate out of the same mindset, not really realizing that we're essentially doing the same thing. So, with that, how do we feel about that? Sister Wives, how many of us are them? Anybody in the house willing to admit right now we are sharing a relationship? No? Okay. Well, how anybody, do we feel about that?
I'm curious, this is Nabil, if anybody has actually been in that situation where they've been sharing a man.
I have. And that's probably the reason I won't do it again. I was speaking earlier. I'll date a white boy before I share a nigga, just to be very honest with you. That's what I said before, because I just refused to do it.
I did it in college. It wasn't cool at all.
Does this mean when he's in, like, he has a girlfriend and you're the side, or are you just not exclusive and you know that you're both seeing other people? Like,
I think that's...
It would be the first one.
The fine line, yeah.
Okay, because, yeah, it, not exclusive, everybody's seeing whoever. I mean, I don't know anybody who hasn't done that.
I have also, and I would have to agree with Stacey, that it's nothing, there's no benefit to it. And the sister wife epidemic is in our community like never before. We just... call it the mistress, the side chick. He's going to eventually marry me. I don't really want him like that. We put different labels on it. Now, I don't see us all packing up in the same house, living together, raising our kids together. But it is definitely, it's definitely out there. Definitely.
But when you say sister wives, like, I've seen the show. I don't know if you've seen the show, but it's more of a religious type thing. And so they feel that they are married to him. It's different from being like the side chick, the jump off, the mistress, when all the parties involved know and accept one another. So I think sister wives is a different connotation than just, you know, being knowledgeable that somebody else may be sharing this man. So
that setup requires that the man is somehow financially responsible for all parties involved, all the wives, all the children brought into the unions, versus the idea of I'm just sleeping with two different women.
Well, you know, Black men, we ain't gonna do all that. I mean, being financially for three, 4 women.
I disagree, Chris. I really do. I've known Black men who have multiple wives, and like, their main wife knows, the other woman knows, and they live together. They actually work together, and I think Dewan really made a great distinction. Sister wives is when there's a certain responsibility that the man takes for both women, and the women are clear about the level of commitment and the sharing of the husband, and it's not something that's it's not like a mistress. It's not. They're a part of the family. Like, the kids know each other, and it just happens. And they don't really talk about it because, you know, it's frowned upon. But that's because a marriage is basically an agreement with somebody, and you can find whatever it is that really, like, turns you on or whatever you're looking for. You can find somebody out there who's willing to share in that agreement. And it works for some people. I think for a lot of women, it doesn't work because, you know, women in America, at least, really have like that princess wedding dream. They want to be the one, and I appreciate the women who know what they want and settle and don't settle for anything less. But it would warrant some women, if the numbers factors are really real, it would warrant some women. And I've known women who have reassessed in their 40s, like, shit, like, I want to be with a man. His wife knows about me. It's okay if we just do this open. Kids don't really, you know, kids aren't the thing right now. I just want the security of being in a long-term relationship with him. And they've reassessed what they wanted for themselves, and they've decided, yes, I can be that woman.
That's great for them.
But that's... But that's still a form of being the other woman. I don't see black women embracing the whole sister wife. We all live together and we're raising our kids together.
They don't live together, by the way.
Right. And see, the sister wives, they all do. I don't see black women embracing that, but I've seen black women, and I can speak from my experience, you do it on another level of sharing a man. Boiling down to it.
I can speak for myself. It has a lot to do with self-worth. I think I'm the shit. And if you don't think I'm the shit such that you need to have somebody else, then you're not the man for me. Because the man that I'm going to be with long term and put myself out there for is going to give me that same respect. And that doesn't mean that I'm spending time with you and you're leaving my house to go kick it with another woman. It's not going to happen. Not with me knowing about it and accepting it or embracing it.
What if you got into a relationship with a man who thought you were the shit? And he just wanted to be in an open marriage. Like, he wanted to sleep with other people, and he was actually willing to have you sleep with other people if you wanted to. Is that something you'd be open to?
That's not something that I'm looking for.
Right. No. But you wouldn't judge someone who has found themselves in that situation and is okay with it.
I don't judge the sister wives. It just wouldn't be me.
Right. Yeah, that's fair.
They don't seem very happy, though, honestly.
It's a drama.
They don't seem happy, and I don't think... any woman can honestly say she is happy in that situation. You may have become accustomed to it. You might have forced yourself to get comfortable with it. But at the end of the day, I don't know.
But think about how many women you know who are in relationships, period, and seem happy.
Man,
you know what I mean? Like, something about a relationship.
Sharing a man.
Not miserable, but there's some growing pains, and
there
you grow,
pains.
And you, you know, like.
But when I talk about happiness, there's still that. There's still that woman. If you sit her down and talk about that situation, they might be able to list off. Well, we get to do this, we get to do that, but there's always going to be that but in there. I haven't met a woman who can completely embrace that. The women that I know, and even when I did it. Either you were going through some insecurity issues, you just decided to cope with it. That was the medicine for that time. But truly happy? Absolutely not.
Yeah,
absolutely
not. Oh, this is Chris. Because women and men, you want 100% of somebody, at least 100% of their effort. And you know that, you know, if you're sleeping with somebody or whatnot, and they're like, their mind is totally somewhere else and wanting to be with somebody else. I'm like, I can only give you a half hour because I got to go see my other sister wife.
See, I want 100% of someone's devotion. And someone's devotion, for me, is just different from someone's effort, someone's fidelity. When it comes down to it, I want to know that, like, you are just devoted to Nabil through and through.
Yeah, but I'm... But you can also ask.
To you?
For me, it's okay that you sleep but don't fall in love with somebody else or whatever the situation.
Good luck
I'm
with
just,
that.
This is all, yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
And then when you throw kids into the equation, it becomes a whole different scenario. Like that, I feel that's so incredibly unhealthy. Like, I don't want to have kids and be someone's second wife and have my kids be second class citizens because he's off spending time with his other family. So my kids are therefore going to get the shaft.
Right. That's you get to celebrate Christmas the day after Christmas with Daddy. Exactly. You get Christmas the day.
Half a Mother's Day. Or even a third, fourth, or fifth of Mother's Day because he has five wives and mothers of his children that he needs to spend time with.
That's now, with this show, are the mother-in-laws cool with this? Because, I mean...
I don't think...
I've never seen
the mother-in-laws
in a family, you're getting that, too. I mean, you're not just getting the wife. You're getting her family also.
Well, on the show Sister Wives, a lot of the women come from polygamous families, and so this is tradition, and it's something that they're accustomed to, and it's not different, and it's just what they know. And so I don't think it's accustomed to Black American families, and therefore Black women would have a hard time adjusting to that type of lifestyle. Now, like we said, it might differentiate with the, like, jump-offs and the mistresses, because there are lots of Black families who have, you know, the patriarch, and he has two and three mistresses, and everybody knows about it, and it's just cool. Like, you continue to have these relationships, and then at the funeral, they've fallen out because, you know, he done died, and then there's... no more money going to the mistress and that type of thing. But as far as sister wives, I just don't see it happening for black women. It's just not going to happen.
I guess my question would be, wouldn't it be more healthy for the black women who are in the mistress position to kind of embrace a more... to embrace, like, to try to find a level of commitment from the man where they are a sister wife instead of just the jump off? Because when you said it's not in the black tradition to have family structures like this, I had to agree. But then I thought to myself, you know, but it is in the black tradition, like you said, for a man to have mistresses or for, you know, or for there to be kids on the side. I was like, that's
down the street.
Yeah, down the street. And what would be the more healthy expression of, like, this is not this, finding the people for whom that works for, and like they can enter into an agreement, a marriage where this works for us?
I don't think that's going to happen. I just don't think that there is a medium, a happy medium from, you know, I just don't see it coming together and saying, hey, I do know about you. Let's live in peace and harmony. Like, women in general were jealous and were competitive, and black women especially, you know, it's about status and, you know, he's my husband, and she would rather stay married and being the wife than to be the mistress. And that's just not going to come, and or else being the second wife. You don't want to be the second wife. You want to be number one. And it's, that's just not going to happen.
Exactly. And I don't think in our generation, too, that that is really something that's realistic. If you're talking about 1940s, 1950s, women are not able to work at the same kind of level that they are now, make the kind of money that they're able to make now, and therefore dependent on a man for their livelihood and their life, you might be more likely to deal with those sort of circumstances. As where now you have a lot of women who are breadwinners. Ain't no way in hell a woman that's, you know, covering all the bills is going to put up with that, because you're really, now you're just paying for sex. Ultimately, I mean, that's kind of what you're doing. You're just settling for a piece of ass.
That's just the reversal of fortune.
Yeah, but it, I mean, I don't know many women who would deal with it. You know what I mean?
This scenario to me is kind of an example of one of the problems in the black community, because it's like, instead of saying men should be faithful because that's what a man should do, and be, instead of saying that they should stay out of prison so that there are more men available to black women, they're saying we just need to accept it and deal and share. And it's always about what the
who's
woman
they?
Needs
who's
to
saying
do.
Who's saying this?
Whoever this person is that brought up this topic and is suggesting that having multiple wives or sharing sisters or whatever. I mean, there's
I didn't catch belief. That, but...
And even in reading articles and reading blogs and having conversations with people, it's always the woman needs to be the one to change. And it's very seldom the man looking at himself and what he should be doing different.
Mm-hmm. Brothers,
I'm speechless.
I definitely hear Stacey's point. I do think that women are often told, you know, we live in a patriarchal society, so everything that happens is going to be to the benefit of men, and we as women just have to kind of figure it out, deal with it, accept it. It is what it is. If we try to flip it, it doesn't necessarily work because we're not the ones in power. And because just like earlier in the bill, you made the point that you do know brothers that are willing to be in those relationships, that are in those relationships.
Women, more to that point, I know women
who are accepting
who
it,
have chosen to be in that situation. Relationship. This is the situation for them that works out best.
Here's my question too about that. What age range are we talking about with people?
Honestly, I know one family, air quotes, that started off in their 20s like this, and they've gone on.
But how old are they now?
60s.
So they started this 40 years ago. So
yeah, they started this 40 years ago. And then I would say after that, I know someone who made the decision later on in life, a woman who made the decision later on in life in her 40s, that this arrangement was something that she could live with and enjoy and be happy with. And I don't know. Yeah, exactly. It could have been exactly. I don't know.
Like, I pray I never get to that point where I have to just settle for that and accept that. Sorry. I pray that I never get to that point where I have to settle for that and accept that because I feel like I'm too old or my time is running out. Like, that's just really sad to me.
But
it is, because in some ways it is a settling. I mean, the situation doesn't benefit anybody but the man.
I guess the real question is the the concept of, like, there's some people who just aren't attached to the idea of just getting married and having a man. And there's so much energy, and I'm not sure all of it is positive, the positive energy of, like, nurturing and growing a family together. But there's so much energy behind women, so much energy on the issue of getting married and having a man and having that wedding. And I'd like to speak, is there a woman here for whom marriage isn't that big of a deal? Like, marriage, that you know, like, they're not interested in getting married.
I don't know if it's... Yeah, I don't know if it's so much marriage as it is monogamy and commitment. Yeah. You know, the wedding is one thing. The wedding is the show. But I think it's more about the idea of monogamy and commitment that is more central to what it is that a woman is looking for. I highly doubt that there are people out there, as much as you will hear people say they don't mind just being me, it's just me. Nobody is really trying to be in this life walking it alone. I just don't think that's the truth.
And that's the thing. You don't have to be alone. And I can't say this word. We had a problem with the last time. Monogamy?
Monogamy.
Monogamy. Thank you very much.
I don't know.
Monogamy... not be the objective. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, there are women around the world for whom monogamy is not the objective. And they live, and some of them are happy, some of them are miserable. Just like there are women here for whom monogamy is the objective, and they attain it. And some of them are happy, some of them are miserable. And I'm just saying, seeing the world through the prism of, like, we all want this, just because as American, African-American women, that's how you see it, doesn't mean that there can't be a shift to a different understanding. Not greater, not better, but just a shift.
But I wonder if that shift came out of, like, feeling like you had to move, you had to
change. I
agree,
out of desperation.
Because Monique, she's married, but Monique has made it clear that she and her husband have an open marriage, and she's like, it's not because I'm overweight, it's not because we just do. But I always question, are you just forcing yourself to roll with the flow? Like,
right. You know, otherwise he wouldn't be with you.
Yeah. Exactly. Are you just forcing yourself? For women,
how do we
also
not know it's not her who's the one who's the freak?
We don't.
But that's part of the relationship. You but make your terms what you wanted to make.
Right.
Right.
You know, if you don't want to do that, then find somebody who's with it.
All I'm espousing is that we not judge people who find a relationship that works for them, even if there are motives like, you know, lack of self-worth. You know, I mean, but we not judge people who find a relationship and it's not the traditional one-man, one-woman relationship, and it works for them.
It's easier said than done, I think.
Not judging them?
Yeah.
Or not?
Yeah, the whole situation, but definitely the judgment. I think it's human nature to judge. And people are quick to say, don't judge, we shouldn't judge. But we all do it, no matter what the circumstances is. It may not be this situation because somebody might understand this one more than another, but I don't even want to get this into a conversation about judgment. But like, for me, it's easier said than done, because then that person would look at maybe my relationship, which is, you know, is more traditional, and think certain things about what my husband and I do because we're not going this alternative route. So judgment, you know, it's human nature to judge. I'm wondering how many women, now that we are talking about the idea of women being breadwinners, how many women would be comfortable being in the other situation, the opposite situation, having several men at their disposal? Because I had a younger sister bring the point to me that she felt that times were changing, and that instead of men chasing women, the new dating game was women chasing men. Women going to the club, buying drinks, and approaching men, and popping bottles. And
where does she go to the club?
I don't know. But I was like, wow, I wonder how that would work. I mean, like, if you're a moneyed woman in a powerful position, and you have several men at your disposal, how do you work that out? Are you still looking for the singular monogamous commitment, or are you more comfortable with saying, hey, I got my choice.
I will say this as a guy, in terms of for that role, there'd be some guys who would be cool with it just because, like, okay, she's the breadwinner and I can just get some cash. But there'd be some guys, you'd have some guys like, well, you know, in a sense, I want to be the male bottom bitch. I don't want to be the second dude. You know,
Like, men who want to be kept.
You know, you find out that, right. You find out the one dude hitting it better than you. You like, what the fuck I got to do? And I don't want that because then, who's, you know, if you suck it, that means you you can get cut. She ain't cutting the first. She ain't cutting the first dude. She's like, you know what? I want somebody else. You know, I'm going to just... You gone, I'll just replace you.
So you saying as a man, it might not work for
it
some
won't work
men?
For some men. No, it won't.
But some men will
some
be down.
Some men will want just one woman, and they don't want to. They're not going to want to share a woman.
I couldn't see myself giving myself to that many different men sexually. That would scare me. But there is the fun side of that thinking, like, okay, yeah, you know, you're a woman, and you can get out there and flirt. And I do know men, and a particular man, who has been with women who have catered to him and taken care of him. And so that's what he expects. And so my comeback to him was like, well, if I'm going to buy somebody, I'm going to put on the Bobcat role and I'm going to get a young dude. I'm not going to get you. Like, I'm going to do it like a good, you know, I'm going to be that old man going through, you know, the change, and I want a young dude. So there is that fun part of it. Like, things have changed where you don't have to stick in your role of sitting down in the club waiting for someone to come ask you to dance. You know, you can get up, you can flirt and say, hey, how you doing? Let's dance. I don't know about buying dudes drinks and all that. You know, but I'm glad things have changed because, you know, women can step out and be flirtatious and smile and not necessarily be seen as, like, you know, desperate or thirsty, the new word. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is Dwan. And personally, I wouldn't mind having two men sexually. But I wouldn't want them to be, I wouldn't want to be.
Now I'm getting personal.
But I wouldn't want to be financially responsible for them because I just feel like it's a man's responsibility to be a breadwinner. Like, I can have my job and work, but I feel like it should be a partnership and no one person should be completely responsible financially. But, you know.
That's too hard on a relationship anyway.
Yeah.
I think.
But men
require too much. I can't
naturally
imagine taking care of it.
Feel obligated, even so, when they can't fulfill it, to be responsible for the entire family. Whether or not the woman can even get a job or has a job. So you're saying it's too much underscores that for me as a man, that's my natural duty. That too muchness is what I naturally have to do.
I'm not mad at that. Yeah. I'm just saying, for me as a wife and a partner, I'm the sort of woman who's going to carry my weight in the situation.
That's so why you're an excellent wife.
Why, thank you.
Right. But that was my early point with some guys not wanting to have 3-4 women, because I mean, this is not specifically talking about to my wife, but in general,
it's too expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive for one. So, and just giving of yourself to one black woman is a lot. So, I'm
amen.
So, to do it to like 3-4 and them expecting me to give them equal, I mean, that's, you know, coming home, I'm gonna be like Obama, gray in a year.
And that would get so tiring, I would imagine.
Like, even on the other role for women, if you had to maintain like 4 different men or 3 different men, absolutely not.
Mm-mm. Like, honestly, the dude on the show, Sister Wives, I feel sorry for him because they run him ragged. So, and these are Caucasian women, and I couldn't imagine a black man with 4 wives. They
black
run,
wives.
Yeah, black wives. They would drive him crazy.
So maybe it's something that's just not in, I would say, black American nature. I mentioned to everybody before we started recording that I had a conversation with a brother a few years ago who was trying to convince me that because there's a shortage of black men in the community, what black women needed to do was basically share men for the sake of procreation. We need to make more sons because we got too many men in jail. We got too many men dead. And so the only way for us to uplift the nation is to increase the numbers, and women need to stop tripping and sleep with as many brothers as possible and bring these seeds forth. And he was saying the reason why that should work for us is because it was natural to us, because if we were in Africa, that's how it would be going down.
I can see that if brothers took care of the kids that they have, but let's be honest and say that for the most part, black men are notorious for not taking care of their children.
Ooh.
It's sad.
Nice new topic.
I'm so conflicted because I'm the product of a father. And the thing is, when you've had a parent who was not in your life, and if you're fortunate like me to build a relationship with that person in adulthood, Like, I understand my dad's story now. So I understand the decisions that he made mm-hmm. and why the situation was what it was. But now, being in a relationship with somebody who is responsible, I hesitate to accept the fact that that's just how our men do. I think right. publicly, that's the image that's out there. And that's all. I don't trust any images or information that come out about us in this country. It's all propaganda. It's all done for a reason.
Especially so if done by Tyler Perry.
Work in schools and we see it. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's sad.
And see, working and in school... Go ahead.
I'm not saying that all black men...
Right.
But it is a problem that needs to be addressed. I think it's not okay to just pretend like it's not there. It's like the elephant in the room that nobody's talking about.
And my mind was changed working in schools because I am dealing with single parents, mostly women. And I'm not going to front. I'm like, I see why he left your ass. And I say, it wouldn't pay for me to be a dude because before I'm like, you know, blah, 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 blah. But when I deal with these mothers and I look at how their daughters react and how their sons react and how she, I'm like, no wonder he left your ass and he's going to leave you and he's going to leave. So I don't think it's fair to say they're notorious for it because now being in that, you see the other side of the story. Because if you have a woman who's been broken or you have a woman, for whatever reason, you can shut a man down. And I couldn't even imagine. I don't want your son coming to my school. So I couldn't even imagine like having to deal with you every day in the house living with him.
But we don't know what that woman has been through and who she's been messing with to get to that point. Because she may be broken, but who broke her?
But at the same, you still have to take good responsibility because if you've been broken, it's your responsibility. You can't sit and say, my house has been burned down and sit in the ashes. You got to get up and go.
It takes two people to lay down. I mean, who's to say when the man got there, she wasn't broken beforehand?
Or who's to say following her first mind? She saw the signs. It wasn't like you just woke up and was like, oh, he's a cheater. Like, there's some signs out there. Keep it 100. You are responsible. We're equally responsible. Right. Somebody told you don't have a kid by him, but you did.
And then once you do, I find women want to stay because they have a kid with them and they excuse his behavior time after time after time, which just reinforces it.
But those 5 kids prior to your first one should have said something to you as well.
What about those women who, you know, the older women who decide they don't really want a marriage, they just want a child, and the father's not there because they chose to not have that man there?
Right.
I mean, what about that situation?
I think it's sad because I think that every kid needs a father. And I definitely think that you need a father if you have boys. I don't think a woman can teach a boy to be a man.
I wouldn't say especially. I'd say girls need fathers too. And that's a big problem with the entire imbalance here is that women are growing up without a positive male role model.
And we've met some of those fathers on the reverse. I've never met any black man say, or any Latino man, any of these fathers say, I don't want to be involved with my child. I've never heard any of them say it. They may show up and like, I'm not supposed to be, but I've never heard any of them ever say, I don't want to be involved.
See, what I hear is she won't let me, or the mom won't let me see my child. And to me, that's a cop-out. Because if you are that child's parent, you have to do whatever you need to do to see your child, and there's no excuse to not do it.
But if you're calling the police on me every time and doing that kind of stuff, you're making it, you know, they have something to lose.
No, I know people personally where the women do not allow them, like court dates, changing. I mean, there's always something to get them to not see their child. Why wouldn't you want your child? I mean, when they're making efforts, they're, you know, calling, they're trying to show up, and you, for whatever your crazy reasons, won't allow them. So it does happen. I'm not saying it's the majority, but it does happen when the women
because
try to control.
Because he was a bad boyfriend, yeah, he won't be a good father.
We got you no more.
Yeah.
So on the flip, chicks seem to be more cautious of who they lay down with and have babies with.
And absolutely.
And men need to. Mm-hmm. I mean, guys.
Absolutely.
It is hot.
That's ready to get it.
We thank everybody for tuning in. You can catch the rest of this conversation on Black Is, www.blackisonline.com. Peace.